Hello and welcome to TechWrap, the podcast. We're online at techwrap.net. You can tweet us. Our Twitter handle is TechWrap Podcast. Welcoming to the other side of the table, Will.
Hello.
With a little giggle.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounded that funny for some reason. Hey, episode 10. This
it is 10.
A bit of a milestone.
Woo!
Cue the music. Cue the fireworks.
Fireworks. Let's see whether we can find some fireworks.
It's too late now. The moment's gone. I thought we were going to do some...
Or clapping.
Some sort of something. But
or
nah.
Something.
Nah. Hey, no, there we go. Wait, hold on. Yeah, episode 10.
Woo!
10 episodes, that's pretty good.
10 episodes is very good. You know, I didn't know how far we'd get with this thing, but I thought I'd give it a go anyway.
10 more and 10 times 10 is 100. Maybe
yes.
We'll get there one day. Add an extra zero to that.
Yeah!
It's like, I think that's the clap used on every sort of clap sound effect you've ever heard in your life. There's this one sound file.
It certainly
we've already clapped,
gets
so it doesn't
used
matter.
On a lot of places.
Huge week of tech, some big announcements.
Yes, huge, absolutely huge.
Some people have been waiting for this event for quite some time. Some hardcore fans, diehard fans, and needless to say, I don't know if it's exactly everything we were after, but got a lot of people really excited for the future. And
yes.
I think you know what I'm talking about here. Sony released the world first 4K resolution screen on a smartphone. Huge news, massive week. Everything else kind of got buried under this story this week.
That is quite an interesting story. I don't know about being buried by that particular topic.
I have no idea. Nothing. It was pretty quiet on my radar aside from that.
How do they manage to really make 4K work on a smartphone?
No, I don't even notice the difference. Let's talk about the real news.
The real news is...
Of course.
Apple's press conference.
Yes.
It happened at around about 3 o'clock Thursday morning Australian time. Went for a few hours, of course, and we were all looking at the fact that they would be updating the phone.
Mm.
But they went a few steps further.
Some other announcements, maybe.
TV.
Don't tell me you were up at 3 a.m. watching.
I was up at 4 a.m.
No.
So I joined in about halfway through.
You set an alarm?
No, I just woke up of my own.
You're like Spidey, your iPhone set, your Apple sensor is tingling. Oh, the announcement's happening now. You just woke up, you felt it.
I had human sensory to just wake up and go, oh, I better check that conference.
Oh, so much was announced. Now,
I don't know where to begin.
Yeah, where do we start?
I don't know where to begin because
I guess
they thought that they'd leave the best to last.
Well, we should do that as well.
Okay, so they
let's start maybe with the Apple Watch.
Well,
what new news comes from there?
From the Apple Watch front, they added a couple of extra models, which are mainly just changes in finishes and also different band types. But when it comes to the watches and what is already out there, it's more so conversation about the Watch OS and also...
Watch OS 2?
iOS as well, iOS 9. Both of those are coming out next Wednesday.
Wow. So everyone will get that update to their watches?
Yes. Well, you'll get it to your phone and it'll allow you to install it. Because how they work with the Apple Watch, and as I show you across the table, is they actually have like a little watch app that you open up
and you can
do different things to
software,
it. So,
so that's how you'll do it.
So you can go general and software update and you can push updates that have come in via that to the watch.
So what sort of new features are coming out in this WatchOS 2?
One thing that is noticeable just from the conversation that's been had is you'll finally be able to do your own watch faces, make your own watch faces.
Beautiful. New watch faces?
Yeah, because currently you can't really do much more than what they've already got.
So they'll release some new watch faces and then you can customize your own.
Yeah. Yeah, you can customize what's there
beautiful.
At the moment, but you can't customize any further. I haven't gone into any further detail.
I saw that they were going to release some new apps. A big one they presented with the Facebook Messenger app.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you can get now.
No.
So then you can talk to people on Facebook via your watch.
So with Facebook Messenger at the moment, the most it does is like a push notification. So
you can't actually reply to people.
No.
But now you can when this update is out. So that's handy.
Yeah, it will be very handy because I've found so far in my experience of using an Apple Watch, I find it easier than pulling my phone out to just, like if someone says, oh, like my sister did this afternoon, she goes, get some milk.
Yeah.
So I can just go to the watch, press reply, and then use one of those canned responses, which says, okay.
Done. Took you 2 seconds.
And I didn't have to fiddle around. I didn't have to open the phone, unlock the phone, go to the messages section, look at her message, then press the text area and type okay, then click send.
So hopefully
I didn't have to do it.
Apple Watch, we're going to get Watch OS 2, we're going to get new watch faces.
We're going to get iOS 9
apps,
as well.
Updates, possibly, you know, bug fixes, performance optimizations, maybe mm-hmm. you'll get a little bit more out of your battery, things like that. So it's all good sort of improvements moving forward, like incrementally. Yeah. Nothing sort of too major, but like it's a good solid step forward for the Apple Watch, you know, which they need to keep in line with all the Android Wear watches.
And the battery saving functions that they've been putting into things like the watch are starting to roll across to the phones as well. In iOS 9, I'm currently using iOS 9 on my phone.
Is that still the beta release?
It's still the beta release. Yeah. They haven't officially released it as yet. That's next Wednesday as well. So when it comes to battery, there's actually a low power mode which you can invoke. Mm. And what it does is it turns off, you know, background app refreshes, mail fetching, automatic downloads, visual effects, so that it's not using a lot of memory.
So is that a new
battery
thing?
I should say.
You previously didn't have that in earlier.
They
versions.
Didn't have it in iOS. So you got to a point where you just killed the juice on your phone,
now,
and that was
I
it.
Can I say, the old Samsung Note 4 over here, they've had a power saving mode for quite some time, and then they also have an ultra power saving mode. Have you seen
can
this?
How can an ultra power
so
saving
basically
mode
your
work?
Whole screen shuts down everything except for basically calls and texts. And your whole screen goes sort of grayscale.
Yep.
So you have no color, no anything. It's just kind of just black and mm-hmm. white images to super reserve battery life. So you can be on 5% and maybe get, you know, 4 hours out of that.
That's what
as opposed to being full on for maybe half an hour. But all you can do is text and call, which is good for those emergency situations.
That's what the Apple Watch does with power reserve. It takes everything except for a clock face.
Yes. So
off,
just a watch.
And so you just have the time.
So
and that's
could
it.
You, how long would that last, do you think, just using it as a watch? Just having that on all the time?
On all the time.
Do you reckon you could go five days?
You'd get 3 or 4 days out of it, I'd say, easily.
You should test that one.
Given the fact...
You'd kind of lose all the features of the watch. But I mean,
given,
you still can know what the time is.
Given the fact that so far, I've had a couple of times where I've said, I can't be bothered putting it on the charge because I'm already falling half asleep. So I've just worn it overnight, and then I've got halfway through the day, the following day, when I took it off the charge at 8 a.m. the previous morning before it's needed another charge.
Mm.
And it's only got to 10% then and said,
that's pretty good.
That's where we need to recharge. And so I've just gone, all right, I'll charge it. Okay, so...
Another big announcement.
So
the next
big announcement in line...
what are you going to pull out? There's a few things you could go to.
Dubbed as the future of computing by Tim Cook, which was a rubbish claim, really, because it's following in the footsteps of Microsoft Surface and their Pro range, is the iPad Pro.
Yes.
Coming in at 12.9 inches, it's larger than the other models. The iPad Air, you'll find that one's about 9.7 inches. It has a keyboard... which clips on, a la Microsoft Surface Pro 3.
Asterisk accessory.
Yeah, accessory,
It doesn't actually come with the device.
With Microsoft, they did exactly the same thing, which was a disappointment in a way, you know.
You're paying so much for it. You think they could just
throw in a keyboard.
Like a keyboard.
And given that the keyboard, when like if you look at Surface as an example, when I got a keyboard for the Surface, I managed to talk a retailer down to $100, so... Given that you're paying, you know, for a Surface, for instance, an i5 model, you're paying $1,500 for a 256 gig one. Why can't there be a keyboard with it? It's not a lot of money.
Cha-ching in the eyeballs of the company.
Yeah. So with Apple, I should say. So they've got the clip-on keyboard. They've taken the page of inspiration from there.
Yeah.
But they've gone one step further with their pencil.
The Apple Pencil.
Apple Pencil.
Apple Pencil. That's an interesting one, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Of course, in recent, people have brought up the Steve Jobs quote.
Yes.
If you can remember what that was, he said, I have it here. If you need a stylus, you've already failed. Straight out of the words of Steve Jobs.
I wonder what Tim Cook thought of when the team brought that idea to the table, like the idea that they were going to use a stylus.
Yeah, he said that quite some time ago.
But when you actually look at it, back when Steve Jobs said that, the company wasn't even looking at making iPads of this size. And given that it is this size, you kind of, you know, there's more things you can do with it, and there's more ways in which you could easily control it as well. And so the idea of a stylus isn't really ridiculous now.
Yes, well, now, since it's been proven by so many other devices. I love the Apple press announcements and events like this.
Oh, the way they talk it up,
they
is...
They present it like they're the first ones to sort of come up with this idea, and they're like revolutionary sort of stuff, and it's like the biggest deal ever. But, you know, look, you've had the Galaxy Note...
Yep.
What is it? The Galaxy Note... The tablets?
Yeah, yeah. The
tablet
known
series,
tab
having, or that, tablet. Having the stylus for quite some time now. And then the Microsoft Surface Pros and the Microsoft Surfaces coming with a stylus as well. And it's just another case of Apple kind of, I don't know, playing catch up. I guess they kind of sat back and say, hey, this actually works and people are using it and it's, you know, it is productive.
Now we might think of rolling it out to our products.
Let's do one. So,
but I don't like the way in which Apple presents these things. Like, they make it sound like it's revolutionary. And
I love what they said about the keyboard. I think he was like, and a keyboard experience like you've never, like a keyboard experience like you've never experienced before or something like that.
And it's like, yes, we have.
It's just, it's an attachable keyboard, just like a Surface Pro. So. Maybe it's an experience like you've never had before if you've never tried a Surface Pro.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Or any other keyboard
accessory. I like the way some of Apple products are engineered. I like the way that they can manipulate the press, but so I don't like the way that they present things. Like they're the revolutionary ones because they're not.
The Apple Pencil.
That'd be a bit like Steve Jobs presenting something. So anyway, this Apple Pencil, that's going to set you back.
There's some cool features on it though, because apparently like they have the whole pressure sensitive thing.
Yeah, it is pressure sensitive.
You're doing it on the screen and what angle you're doing it on as well. But
and
I don't know.
And also it has a lightning connector on it so you can charge it.
Wait, you need to charge your pencil?
Yes, you do. Yes.
You don't I don't need to charge my stylus on my Samsung.
Yeah, I know, but that's a different type of stylus technology.
It doesn't have sort of wobble gyros in it or
gyrometer,
something.
Yeah.
That's just annoying. You have to charge, not only you have to remember to charge your smartwatch, your tablet, your iPhone, now you have to remember to charge your Apple Pencil.
But
what is this?
You don't have to charge them very often.
Yeah, but still, like...
They could have taken a page from Surface. Surface actually uses a couple of batteries. But the battery life on those is months. I haven't even needed to replace mine yet, and I've had mine for a few months now. Anyway.
Nice 2K res screen, I think, on that thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful, nice and crisp.
10-hour battery life.
Yep.
Looking...
New CPU as well.
Yep.
I reckon it's like probably two times faster than the previous iPads.
The A9X chip. They reckon there's 4-speaker audio.
Yeah, that should be nice for watching movies and TV shows. And
8-megapixel EyeSight camera, 802.11ac with
variable
MIMO.
Refresh rate, I saw. I don't know when you, like, I guess maybe between gaming and browsing the web watching movies and browsing the web.
That could be a situation.
To try and save battery life, I guess. That's just one of those gimmicky things I think they throw out there.
And Touch ID with it as well.
Touch ID.
You know what Touch ID is, don't you?
Well...
The fingerprint sensor.
So just like a fingerprint scanner.
Yeah.
So you can unlock it with your fingerprint.
Yeah, which they haven't done with the iPads.
Tell me, could you save your fingerprint from that and does that actually save to your Apple ID or is it locally on the
phone? No, it's locally on the phone.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a security concern in that regard.
People stealing your fingerprints.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it automatically like... just if you sign in with your Apple account, then it will save your fingerprint. Then you can just like... you don't have to go through the whole... scanning again.
No, 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 it doesn't go on.
Did
like
you
that.
Know the Sony, the Xperia Z5 Premium with the world's first 4K resolution screen, its power button doubles as a fingerprint scanner?
Why would you put it on the power button?
I don't know, because your thumb's on the side.
But it's...
So you can hold it like that, and then you just like that. Like,
but you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to accidentally turn it off.
I guess. But there you go. I thought that was interesting.
That's a design fault.
Some would say it's an improvement.
So there was also updates to the iPad mini.
Were they mini updates?
Yeah, they were mini updates. So they're using the same sort of circuitry as the second model Air in the mini.
But it's basically, it's an upgrade from what it was before.
Yeah, because the mini was one model behind. When it was first released, they used the circuitry of a previous model iPad and just downscaled, which meant it was behind. And when I looked at upgrading iPads, because I had an iPad back then, I looked at it and I went, well, fine, it's smaller, but the screen is crappier and it's slower. So why would I want to get it? I'll just get a normal iPad again. Yeah. And then I ended up selling that iPad about 3 years later to a developer. Because I needed a quick sale because I was getting rid of Apple products.
Yes.
And I sold it for $250.
It's not bad.
Made some money.
Not bad.
Some money. That's when I went to a Surface.
So these are just sort of hardware improvements there?
Yeah, on those ones. So they skipped along those sort of things very quickly. Mm. And then Apple TV took up a lot of time as well.
Apple TV. Have you had experience with this?
A big focus on Apple TV.
Personally?
I have not actually used an Apple TV. I've been in households where they use Apple TV and people who say they love Apple TV. There's people at work who have a few models of them as well. One fella said he's still got the original one, which had a hard drive in it.
Because they did record?
Yeah, because they don't do hard drives anymore.
Yeah.
They're just, like a computing unit that does a lot of internet-based things these days. So
new stuff with Apple TV? What do we got?
They've completely redesigned the innards of it, so it's going to be a beefier unit than before. The design of the actual base unit is exactly the same. They've redesigned the remote, though. The remote is a slicker, smaller unit, which actually has the ability to be plugged in and charged rather than using like a battery thing, like changing batteries and whatnot. It also has a microphone in it because they're focusing on using Siri voice commands.
Hey Siri. I think I saw like a quick demo of this so you could say something like, "Hey Siri, find me something funny to watch," and then it would pull up some comedy TV shows for you. That's cool.
"Hey Siri, show me some animated movies."
Yeah.
And then the search comes up.
That's really cool.
Or "Hey Siri, tell me what the weather's like going to be like tomorrow." And it pops up at the bottom of the screen.
That's really cool.
The whole user interface has been redesigned as well.
I heard they also have some things in the controller as well, so you can you can play games with
well,
almost like a Wii remote.
That's another thing I was getting to.
Play tennis.
Yep, they're bringing some games like what have been on Wii in the past, and even there is talk of Guitar Hero being ported across to the Apple TV.
Do you plug an actual guitar in?
You'd probably have a guitar like you do with the other consoles.
With Apple Music, played Apple Music songs.
You are going to be able to access Apple Music on the Apple TV as well.
I was going to ask that,
And with the new TV Oz, which they started rolling out from, from now actually. It's gone to developers now, so they can start building apps. The options of applications are going to be there now.
Beautiful.
This certainly opens the door for more than just Netflix, more than just HBO in the US. So you'll have your Stans and your what's the other ones we have here in Australia? The other Australian streaming providers. You'll have Channel 7 come on board and have their streaming applications.
I'm trying to think of them. I can't even think of them.
QuickFlix will have their app too. But who uses QuickFlix? Because their library is small.
Yeah.
And all those sort of things. You know, it's finally unraveling. And the video, the game demos that were shown on the unit were quite promising.
Of course, they're going to show off their best stuff.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually,
it's probably that one good game.
The first one wasn't really that great. It was like, you remember we used to play that game, oh, what was it now? The frogs used to avoid the...
Frogger.
Frogger, yeah. It was like a Frogger.
It's like that frog game and you got to avoid the Frogger.
It was like a multiplayer Frogger with extra features to it.
So what, you just race your friends across the street.
And it was ridiculous. And never-ending streets.
People like those party games, I guess, that you can play with friends.
And that was the ridiculous demo.
Apple TV.
Apple TV comes to Australia in late October. And you're looking at a higher price tag than the previous models.
No.
They're putting it up by at least $110.
So what are you looking at total?
Say $220.
Is that US or Australian?
That's Australian. Rough. This is rough because I don't know what the official pricing is on it. I just based my figures on the you know, looking at the current model,
so
seeing how much the difference is between US and Australia, and then adding the difference. So.
So what's the advantage of an Apple TV, say, over getting like a little Chromecast stick where you can just stream content from your PC to your TV?
So I guess the people who don't stream from PC to TV and don't understand all that jazz.
A standalone unit with everything contained in one. They can talk to Siri. They can have apps. They can have games. It's like maybe a little console.
They can rent their movies straight from iTunes Store. They can download content off the iTunes Store. They can download them off other sources. They can watch Netflix, all that sort of jazz. Something that, because a lot of the people who buy these Apple TVs are people who aren't into tinkering around. So they just get this box because they know that on iTunes they've got all these episodes of this show. So they just grab it, plop it down and plug it in and off they go, you know.
It's probably a pretty big seller, the old Apple TV.
It's a good seller.
And now... probably it's exactly what it needed, because I feel like it was kind of a thing and people weren't quite too sure what it was all about. And I think now it's a lot more clear what it is, what it can do, the advantages it can bring. And
well, I certainly had a look at them in the past.
Boost in sales.
Yeah, I had a look at them in the past because they were originally $109 and it's sort of like, well,
that's not very
expensive.
Maybe I wonder if you could pick those up now once this comes out for like $30 or $50.
Oh, no, they won't go down that low.
You reckon?
Given Apple. Apple doesn't cut prices like that. The only thing is their foundation for the future of television, which was a quote from them. This is the rubbish they come up with in these press conferences.
The future of television is here. It's your old television, but with Apple.
We're just copying all the smart TV manufacturers who already have applications like this inbuilt to their television sets.
You can talk to your TV with Siri.
So the Foundation for Future of Television doesn't support 4K.
Could it maybe in a new software update?
Maybe in a software update, but it's not going to from the first release.
Yeah, but like you got to think, like how many households are having 4K TVs.
Yeah, not many people are going to have 4K TVs at the moment.
It's such a small amount, so that's not a big loss. But yeah, for the future, you think that'd kind of be
and
it shouldn't be too high because you think it'd just be like a codec update or something.
Yeah, and since they're smashing the idea of 4K in their next phones, you'd think you'd want to have that sort of compatibility on your device already.
So this is the big one everyone was waiting for.
So the big one everyone knew was coming.
What is it? No, this is way better than any sound effect you could ever bring up.
Oh, are you
He's
sure?
Trying to bring
you
up
sure?
A set. No, this is way better. Yeah. Let's hear it. No, we're going to it. Okay, whatever. That's all right. That's pretty good, actually. What is it? Yeah.
The iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus.
They couldn't even come up with like a new name for it.
No.
They just tacked on the old 5S name and it might as well be the same phone. Jesus Christ.
Every second year they add S.
Oh, I'm so glad we did that drum roll. It was so worth it. This for me, was very anticlimactic because I'm used to releases that every year there's something bigger and better and huge.
Yep.
And some epic new innovation and things like this. But this to me was a bit underwhelming. But I'm a bit biased, but what do you think about it?
From the Apple point of view, I liked the fact that all these new features were added. So the first thing they went on...
We added some new colours and slightly updated the hardware. Done, boys.
So without being an Android boy and giving me a couple of minutes to have
talk about it.
So they firstly reminded us about the fact that iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus were one of their biggest selling iPhones to date. The the buyers have grown over time. The sizes on the phones don't change, so we've got the same shells as the 6 and the 6 Plus, of course. New colours to the range, so they're going with a rose gold and a couple of others. New finishes, new accessories added. So they've they've made their own official Apple docks that you can dock the phone in.
Yeah.
Not that anybody would really want to buy that, because why would you buy that dock when you can buy one that's got a speaker attached to it and you can not only charge, but you can listen to tunes on that.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's improvements to the front cover glass, so that's going to be more durable than it has been in the past.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to see people break them.
With the cracked, I've never seen more cracked phones, like screens, on any other device than Apple products. I don't know if that's because a lot of people own them, or Apple owners are just a little bit more clumsy.
No,
it's
a lot of people are clumsy because
Apple users are clumsy.
Because if you have a look at mine, it's perfect.
Yes,
I look after my phones.
But you know what I mean? Like everyone who has it, it's an Apple.
And you know what it is too. Other smartphones, when you break the screen, you've broken the screen. Like, I mean, broken the screen. So you generally have to go and get it replaced straight away.
So you
otherwise,
the
phone doesn't function.
A new camera in these?
New camera, yeah. They've updated to a 12-megapixel camera on the back.
So what was it previously?
I think it was about 8.
Yeah, 8.
I think it was about 8.
We all know megapixels don't mean everything.
Yeah, well, they're not working on the digital form of things. They've improved the lens technology so that it's an actual physical lens.
You'll be getting the new phone, won't you?
Yes.
So I'll look forward to taking some pictures that you should then tweet out. So
and do some comparisons or something. Yeah. Yeah, so a better 12-megapixel camera on the back, and they've made sure that the improvements have been made in the hardware. They say there's going to be improvements in the lighting sensors in the actual lens itself.
So better low light pictures.
So it'll take better low light pictures. And they did an example where they took a shot where you had natural light plus inside light as well on a subject, and it did quite all right by the look of it. But of course, they're always going to show off what they think is the best.
Yeah.
Improvements to the front-facing camera, that's going up a few megapixels as well. And they're using the screen as the flash for the front-facing camera.
So the screen just goes, no flash, there's no actual flash.
There's no flash on the front-facing cameras, there's none on those.
Yeah, no one has them. But,
they're going to use the screen to make a flash.
Okay, I feel like anyone could make an app where the screen just flashes.
Well, they probably could, but that's what Apple's going to do.
Okay, I never even thought that was an issue.
No, I didn't really.
I think
really.
It's just one of those things that what can we say that's new and innovative?
They've improved the haptic engine in the actual phone, so...
Is this the 3? Is it what they call it, 3D touch or something like that? What were they calling it?
Oh, this you're alluding around...
Else?
No, that's sort of different.
Okay.
The haptic engine is like the vibration...
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the sensitivity of the screen.
Yeah, we're getting to
All
that.
Right,
bit.
I'm
yeah,
getting
yeah.
excited. That's what I found interesting.
Yeah, the haptic engine is like the vibration functions, and they've got some ideas from what they've done in the Apple Watch and been able to bring them back to the phone and improve what was already in there. So the one you're alluding to is 3D touch. So they've changed the screen technology a little bit, and they're using that whole what do they call it? Force touch.
That they've like press and hold down.
That they've got on the Apple Watch, which means I put a bit of force on to make it actually like change watch faces or whatnot. So how they're building this into iOS is, you can value add to what you're already doing. So for instance, on your home screen, they've got an example picture here, which is the mail app. They could press and hold on the mail application and get a sub-menu.
So bring up like a context menu of other options you can do.
Yeah. The example I
That's
gave
cool.
the example I gave to the average punters that I was doing on radio chats is you hold the camera icon and it goes up and it says, selfie, and you choose the selfie option.
So it'll take you straight to the front-facing camera. Where normally it would go to the back and then you just switch it over.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's handy.
Another example where they used it was in the text messaging. So a mate could be saying, I'm flying on this flight, I'll catch you, you know, this afternoon, and you can touch on it and it'll show you the, like touch and hold, and it'll show you the flight information. Or you can go, or they can go, oh, I want you to meet me at this place at this time. And so you can touch on that and see your calendar and see how things pan out.
It actually pulls up your calendar.
On a quick view.
That's really cool. And that's something I think that is actually kind of innovative.
Yeah.
From Apple. Because you can't get that on Android.
It isn't on Android at the moment.
You can't. There's no sort of touch and hold that brings up other features. The closest thing you would have to stuff like that would be like the Google on Tap thing that's coming out in Marshmallow, where it tries to provide context, like you're saying, within the apps, but they try to do that seamlessly and automatically.
Yep.
There's no sort of prompt to prompt the software to give you that information.
Yep.
So like I can tap and hold my camera and it just like I can move my widget around.
Yeah, and that's
it. There's no context menu. There's context menu within the apps. Like there's always like settings menus and stuff like that. But
the other example they use
from the home screen.
Yeah, the other example they use was the mail app. So you've got a an iOS phone for work. You know,
I avoid it like the plague, sir.
You know how
it's so small. It's like it's a 5S, and I have to squint compared to my Note 4. It's a horror.
But you know,
I vaguely know.
You know how the email layout's set up, and you usually have to tap to go into a message to find out what it is and whatnot, and then you've got to go back to see all the other messages and what have you.
Yeah, see, that's what I hate about the Apple phones is like having to have the menus up the top and stuff to go back. With the Android phones, I just tap down the bottom.
Oh yeah,
there
that
to
one.
Go back and we thought navigate through the menus, and then the other clip used to bring up menus. Oh, that used to.
So using 3D touch, what you would do when you see all those emails in your inbox and you want to preview one, you just press and hold, and it comes up, and you can have
and
a quick.
You don't even have to go into the email, and then you have to go back again to the next. So you just scroll through all your previews without even leaving that screen.
Yeah. So if there's one that catches your eye, you just press and hold. Oh look! Oh, let go. It's gone.
Yeah.
Press and hold. Oh look. Yeah,
that's really cool, and I feel like we'll probably eventually see that.
It'll come across
like
to Android,
across to all other devices as well. That's really cool. I'll give that one to Apple. That's cool. Yeah.
Those various features that they're like putting in with 3D touch are going to actually be very handy, and that's one of two things that is drawing me towards the upgrade even more so. Like I was sitting here thinking, well. Oh, I can upgrade or I can't upgrade or I won't. But there are that with the improved camera is you know, sailing me towards lining up next time and getting it all swapped over. So
4K video now.
4K
as well.
Video. 4K video. You can film in 4K.
Can I just say I've had the option to film in 4K with my Note 4 for almost a year now.
I know, but what is the quality of video like on that thing?
Top notch, cinematic.
Cinematic.
You take this down to IMAX for reviewing.
You would actually need to be able.
That's actually really quite good.
You would need to hold it appropriately. Like some people have trouble holding them in their hands, and you get the wobble.
But
and
do
whatnot.
You think the Apple 4K will be any better?
It'll be like it's got some stabilization in it as well.
Oh, stabilization in this. We'll do a comparison.
Although I think
you and me will. Do
I think there's nothing better than the actual holders you can get for the phones.
Oh yeah, of course, yes. But
to
the
do
quality
those sort
of the
things.
Video.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be able to sort of see how good it is.
I'd love to do some comparisons when it comes out.
I'll have to get a Note 5 then.
I find the iPhone cameras are more simplistic and easier to operate.
I'll get
overall
a Note 5
to get
you
it perfect.
Can get the new Apple 6S Plus.
Yeah, so that was a couple of things that happened with the phone. And aside from that, they talked about pricing. The pricing's going to stay the same prices as the 6 and the 6 Plus currently are. The 6 and the 6 Plus will drop in price, just a little bit.
$20 off.
Yeah.
Thanks, Apple.
It won't be some much major change.
Probably like 50, 'cause $50, 60,
Apple don't 20. Like cutting price on
Would
things.
Would it be up $100 cheaper, do you reckon?
I can't even remember how they were in the past.
Okay. Once the old new phones are out, no one cares about the
ones. Pre-orders start on Saturday, so tomorrow morning, given where we're recording now, because we record on Friday afternoons, the pre-orders will begin. That's both with telcos and with Apple. And then the new phone is out on the 25th of September, on the Friday.
And it's the 11th today.
Not too far away.
When will you have yours in hand?
25th of September.
So you'll be pre-ordering? Or how does it work with you?
No.
Once they get the new phones, you'll swap it over.
So you can pre-order. With the pre-order, they say it'll arrive on the day, the launch day, but it's not guaranteed because you've got couriers and all that sort of aspect in it. On the launch day, you can get one on the launch day, but it's conditional because there are only so many units available at each of the telco's stores. So
you can get one, but you got to share it with someone else, like a timeshare.
you may get one if they've got the stock
you
when you're going.
You can have it Monday to Thursday, and then you got to give it to Greg down the road Thursday till Sunday.
One of the Telstra dealers here in town actually takes them as pre-orders. They don't sell phones on the day because they reckon they never have enough stock to be able to sell them on the day. I'm a business customer, so I don't have to stand with all the other average consumer punters
yes.
who often stand out front of shops like Optus here in town, and Optus says, oh, we haven't got enough to fulfill the people standing out here anyway.
Sorry. They should start counting off people and then say back here, it's like trying to get into a nightclub or something. We're not letting any more.
Sorry, guys, we don't have any room for you today. There's no phones.
There's no hot girl with you, so you don't get a phone. Sorry.
I'm a business customer, so I find that there is no one waiting out the front of the shop an hour before they open. So I end up there being the first person at the shop. And I get the phone.
I hope we get another funny video. Remember how last year
people dropping phones?
Yeah, like the guy in Perth waiting in line for like a day or something, and he gets his phone, and he's like, "This is the first one."
The media came to him,
and he just drops it on the ground. That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
But now it's the point where people would almost deliberately do that just to try and get a viral video.
Well,
going.
There's people who were bending them as soon as they came out. So, yeah. That's about all I had from the camp.
That's huge, though. That's a lot of news. Apple Watch, iPad Pro, the Apple TV, and, of course, the iPhone.
Yeah, Apple TV will be out in November. I'm losing track of things. Apple
October,
TV, Apple TV is out in late October. Yeah. I'm confusing it with the Air. The iPad Air is out in November.
So many devices.
And the phone is out in a couple of weeks' time.
Exciting times for Apple fanboys and girls everywhere.
I don't so much call myself a fanboy because
I'd call you one. That's why.
Because you're an Android fanboy. That's why.
I love my phone so much. I have a little robot pillow, Android robot pillow, and I sleep on him every night.
You know why I call you a fanboy? Because you're the one that bags out Apple phones in comparison to the Android.
I just point out Android. The flaws.
Yeah,
far behind
the flaws. I just point out the flaws and how far behind they are. Because I Android. Anyway.
That's huge news. I'm almost tired and ready for a sleep after that. That's massive.
I think we're ready for some quick headlines already.
There was a little bit of news, probably just to touch on from iOS sort of stuff. Adblock. Do you use Adblock?
I don't use Adblock. I actually don't. In most cases, I don't find ads to be a major issue for me.
Well, you, sir, are a fool. And you should
Thank
get
you
it.
Very much for calling me
that. I mean that in the nicest way possible. Adblock Plus has released or is going to release a standalone web browser for iOS. So much like Firefox and Chrome.
Whoa.
It'll be like an Adblock browser.
Firefox doesn't have one for iOS at the
moment. No, but you can get the Adblock add-on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can. Can you? You can't get Firefox or iOS.
Not as yet.
It's Safari,
They're currently beta testing, and Chrome is on there already.
You can get Chrome on iOS?
Yes,
can you download add-ons and get Adblock?
I don't know that you can download add-ons for it.
I don't know if you can either or not because I haven't tried. But Adblock itself, their own web browser. It's not an add-on you install to another browser. It's their browser, which will automatically block ads, and they say it will also stop things like malware. They reckon it will offer other benefits such as trying to save battery life and mobile data by blocking that content. Of course, you don't have to load it. You're not putting all that stress on the phone.
Which is a fantastic idea.
I had no idea that they were developing a standalone web browser.
I had no idea either. That that is definite news to me, and it's positive news. You know, why wouldn't you get it?
Not so good news for advertisers and people wanting to advertise. But geez, tape, don't be so annoying in the way you do it and put it all over the page. Now,
exactly.
On the flip side of that, more ad block news. Google has reportedly found a way to bypass Adblock users in YouTube. Now, if you have, you wouldn't know this, but if you have Adblock installed, the ads you get at the start of the video and you have to skip
the ones which I watch.
You don't get those at all. There's no ads. You go straight to your content. You never see an ad in a video ever. It's beautiful. It's the best thing ever.
Yep.
I highly recommend it for everyone. It's wasting 4 seconds of your life every time you see.
Well, it's
an
not
ad.
Four. It's between 15 and 30.
Can't you skip after 4 seconds?
Not all of them will allow you to skip after.
Really? See, I haven't viewed an ad in a long time.
Not all of them will let you skip. Some will let you skip. 15s often don't. They make you watch the whole 15 seconds.
I don't know why you don't have ad block then. Maybe you like watching.
The amusing part about a lot of the ads lately, a lot of them have been Netflix.
Oh, okay, so you're like, oh, I might actually watch this show. Yeah, it's like a trailer.
I have done that because
I
have Netflix, and they've been advertising their unique,
like original content
releases.
Shows.
Yeah, original content, and I've gone, hey, that show doesn't look too bad at all. Let's write that one down. like Bowman Jack.
Narcos, I've heard good things about.
Narcos,
as well.
I want to watch that. I'm going to write that down again now.
Narcos, yeah. So basically what they're going to do, they're looking at treating the ads as pre-clips.
Oh.
So they're basically hard coding them into the actual video. So it's not like a thing on top of it or a thing. It's actually part of someone's upload. They'll upload their ad in it.
Yeah.
So there's no physical way you can
skip
it. And then there's also been the report that they will target ad block users so they can't skip the ads. So they'll see you're running ad block and they won't even give you the option to skip it after a certain amount of time. Whereas if you weren't using ad block, you could maybe skip it after four seconds. So either you'll have to whitelist ad block, YouTube on your ad block, or you have to disable ad block while using YouTube. So I always thought that was sort of coming when I saw it. So I was like, why don't they just make it part of the actual video and then you can't skip it? But then I'm sure people are going to find a way around it.
Now they can, given the fact that they're using HTML5 and it's native to the website.
Oh no,
we need
to go back to Flash. what have we done?
Back in the Flash days, it was kind of like another layer. So, but I reckon someone will analyze the videos that have this content.
And it'll automatically skip you ahead in the video to play straight.
They will
code
something to be able to skip it. They'll work it out.
I'm sure people are far, you know, there's always a way to sort of stop it. Then there's always another way to get it. It's
there
like,
are people on the internet who have more time than us, who do not have jobs, who code stuff.
I wish I was one of those people.
Who will be able to make something. You know, I wish that some days as well, because I have so many things in my mind of what I could do, but I just can't be stuffed because I do
too much effort to do nothing.
I do work. I volunteer, and then whatever time you have left, you spend doing stuff at home, doing stuff for your parents. You know, you go home, you go back home, and you look after your parents as well.
So the moral of the story is, you should install Adblock. Well, you still can. That's what he's trying to say.
All right.
So get on it. But yeah, so an Adblock browser, but then YouTube like trying to stop Adblock. So you kind of got these two forces
positive.
Working against each other.
Not going to work very well.
Oh,
for the
crazy
minute anyway.
Times. So I wanted to get a music sort of jingly sound effect thingy, whatever you call it, intro to quick headlines for episode 10. But we've just been too busy.
Yeah,
maybe one day, maybe episode 100, we'll have a nice little intro for it.
I've been thinking about it, but like I said, I've been busy, and like with the whole Apple presser and everything,
the
hours that I've been up, it's screwed around with my body clock now.
That's what you get for being an Apple
enthusiast. So my Friday
enthusiast.
My Friday night after I finish,
you automatically wake up at any Apple announcement. You And this is like up every like 3 days when Apple
So as a Samsung, usually you don't get involved in this.
A lot more laid back, a lot more relaxed. We're like, oh yeah, that's cool. We'll get it eventually. Although the Note 4 and the Note 5, there wasn't like nothing too exciting. It's normally like the second generation, every two generations is like the really big improvements. So I look forward to the Note 6. Do you reckon they'll call it the Note 6?
I've got no idea.
And then the Note 6S or something like that.
So you wanted a sound effect.
Oh, yeah. And that's quick headline.
I just felt like clicking a button. There we go. So quick headlines.
Of course, these pale in comparison to the huge news that was Apple. But, you know, we got to touch on some of maybe the lighter stories throughout the week.
There's been other stuff that's gone on.
Just been a really, you know, a passing headline. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's interesting without too much depth or detail. And we like to call it quick headlines. And we have a little jingle and it sort of goes like this to be improved upon.
Like
this. But this is how we start. These are the quick headlines. These are the quick technology headlines of the week. Geddes, give me some quick headlines.
Yeah.
I think I screwed it up a little bit.
I laugh every time we come into this.
If you've listened to previous quick headlines, I think there's been better iterations of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so quick headlines, quick little tidbits. I'll kick us off with Microsoft. They've announced their Office 2016 will arrive September 22nd.
Which isn't far away, given it's September 11 on the recording
date. When the iPhone comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
So new Office suite coming out, I guess, kind of to be go with Windows 10.
How does it go in relation to Mac? Are they releasing on the same day for both Mac as well?
I have no idea.
Because there was murmurs.
I assume like Windows 10, right, would get it.
Windows will get it first, and volume license customers will get it on launch day, which is great because I'm currently a part of an organization that has volume licensing.
Beautiful.
So as soon as it's available, we can upgrade to the newest version with no fees, no dramas. You just go and download a new ISO and install with a new key, and there you go.
Beautiful. What do you got?
Piracy levels have dropped in Australia, apparently, thanks to streaming services. So,
this is what everyone's been saying for years, and it's been proven in other countries. And you introduce, and we talked about this I think early on in the podcast, like a few early podcasts ago. You introduce like an affordable, easy access system, and people like Netflix, people are going to go to that instead of downloading stuff
because
just too much effort.
Yeah, it's too much effort. So
that's the way to go, is to stop being tight asses and just give us reasonable options. And so, if you complain about privacy, there's a solution out there, but people are too greedy to solve it. And that's the simple fact of the matter.
Choice Australia did the survey in 2014. So they followed up on their survey this year and surveyed around about 1,000 people. 6% drop in regular pirates compared with the previous year.
But, unless you're going to not admit you are a pirate. You're not going to admit that. Maybe people have wised on.
They've told them that they're not going to they're not going to share this detail with authorities or whatnot. Yeah. So some people lighten up. 3% drop on occasional pirates. The occasional pirates are the people that might do it once a year. 13% rise in pay-per-view. So that's Foxtel. Yeah. And streaming services. So, you know, the reason why people aren't pirating is because there's more options available now. Things have become more affordable. Obvious stuff.
All right. NASA has developed and is continuing to develop a self-healing material that can repair sort of spacecraft and things like that itself in 2 seconds after being shot by a bullet. So I assume this is like, you know, debris might hit the spacecraft or maybe something might tear apart on like take off throughout the atmosphere or re-entry, and this material can heal itself just like the Terminator.
Which is a very interesting thing indeed, cool. And could be very handy.
It's basically like it's a material and it's a liquid and it reacts with the atmosphere and then it solidifies, sealing up any gaps. So that's really cool.
Researchers over in Britain reckon they might have something to fend off motion sickness that a lot of people have.
I get a little
on
bit
on planes
of that.
And in cars.
And on boats.
On boats?
The most sort of motion sick I've ever got was on a boat. And it was absolutely horrible. I just felt like I was going to vomit the whole time, completely uneasy in my stomach. So this is, tell me about this because I am intrigued.
So they've been testing with a cap that the person would wear.
Just like a hat and, sort of thing?
Yeah, like a beanie.
Yeah.
Like little electrodes in them.
Zapping, giving me electro shocks.
Mild electric current. So much...
Sounds safe on a boat. Thanks.
You're not going to jump in the water, so everything will be all right. So mild electric current applied...
What if I was going snorkeling or scuba diving?
You don't get motion sickness.
I'll take the cap off. You're doing I'll just write that down. Yeah. Take the cap off.
So mild electric current applied to the scalp. It's very.
This is concerning.
It's not even countable the amount. They're not going to zap you with watts.
So some like frequency that's meant to alter your brain patterns or something.
It interrupts the confusing signals that come from the inner ear, which is where they say a lot of the motion sickness stuff comes from. And they've been testing it on a small group of people and it's starting to show promise. So they reckon that they could make something eventually, say in a decade's time,
that's on the market.
You plug into your smartphone and you use the power out of that.
That's kind of cool. This is one I saw... all gas stations in Russia will have to install EV charging stations.
EV.
And last podcast, we talked about the old electric cars and things like that. So that's interesting.
It's going to make it handier for the people who do have the EV vehicles.
And it kind of went on and they were talking about that if they made it a legal requirement to have it, people will just give the minimum sort of standard of charging station to meet the requirement. And there are some out there that are really cheap and they take maybe 8 or 9 hours to fully charge. So it kind of makes it kind of completely useless.
And then there's the Teslas of the world.
And then they say, because the weather over there is so cold in the winters, the electric cars and the charge and stuff doesn't go as long because it's cold.
It doesn't hold.
So it's interesting that they're going that way and they want to push for more like the electric stuff. But I don't know if Russia's the best place to sort of enforce that. What was that?
Just backing up your claim.
Okay.
I saw this one floating around as well. Ridiculous speculation on a new Galaxy smartphone.
Oh, I thought you meant out in space.
No. They've started speculating about a new model smartphone already, and we've only had a release within...
Yeah, we just got the Galaxy S6.
Weeks?
They're too much. Samsung too quick, too fast. And it's ridiculous. Just obviously cashing in.
They're losing money on it though.
And they have been sort of declaring they haven't been making as much as previous years. And they wonder why. They get too many out there. Let people sit on a phone for a bit and then release something worthwhile upgrading to.
Even 1 year, even that 1 year cycle of Apple is ridiculous if you look at it. Because
it's 18 months.
The average phone contract is 24 months, which is 2 years.
They want you to get on those upgrade plans, though.
The upgrade plan allows you after 12 months to swap over to a new phone, providing you haven't broken it. But, you know, the average cycle for most people is 2 years. So why don't we just release phones every 2 years?
Crazy. Samsung have been working on a new DRAM module, which will eventually lead to smartphones with 6 gigabytes of RAM. Which is huge.
That is huge.
I think my Note 3,
Note 4,
has 3 gig. And then the newest one has 4, I think. Could be wrong. But 6 gig, man, that's more than most people's home computers. And that's it's just your smartphone.
It's more than the work computers.
I know. I'm going to be working off my phone. I'm going to plug my phone into my monitor and work from there.
Well, there's already
very
actually
cool,
people
though.
Here at work that, given that they have bring your own device policies, they bring their own devices because they know they can put more memory in it. They know they can add extra
6
screens.
6 gigs in a phone.
Yeah.
Imagine 3 years ago, we were just saying, 2 gigs huge. And lastly, I can't believe you didn't see this one. They're saying iOS 9.1 will let you send the middle finger emoji to people.
What do you mean 0.1?
Like we haven't even released 9. A 9.1 update. There's been kind of a screenshot of the new emojis and there's a giant middle finger.
Oh, I can.
Whether or not they'll keep that in the final release, but it's kind of out there now and everyone's going to expect it. But a middle finger emoji coming to iOS.
I can add that to my poo icon.
Would you find yourself using this middle finger emoji?
Possibly.
who are you texting that you like? What people are you texting that you'd need to send that to?
You
wouldn't be texting them in the first place.
Don't you get the poop with friends
unless
sometimes?
Unless it was like you just really had enough of someone. That's the last thing you send them. Then you block them.
Don't you get the poops with friends sometimes?
It's definitely not as good as the Apple one. Apple has better poo. And that's it.
That is it.
The quick headlines for the week. Do 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 do.
Dunk.
Bonk.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. I apologize.
You apologize for your poorness. Well, that just about wraps up
episode
our tech wrap for the
episode
week.
Episode 10.
We made it. Is done.
That's huge, man.
Thank you for listening to podcast Tech Wrap. Tech Wrap podcast over this time.
Yeah.
We've had a good bit of fun sitting around the table discussing technology, and hope you continue along the journey. There's been some suggestions come along the way that maybe we should turn this into a bit of a radio show. Thinking about it.
Kind of is. It's an internet radio show.
Yeah, thinking about it. That's all I'll say. In the meantime, you can go online to our website, techwrap.net, subscribe to the podcast. We're on iTunes. We're on player.fm. I think we're on another couple of websites as well. But you can listen to it on the website as well because it's got a player as well.
I think they're also allowing a new burrito emoji and then one for praising people.
Wow,
burrito
emoji.
So you can send
emoji.
Them the middle finger, then you can praise them and say, I'm sorry, I love you, and then let's go get a burrito.
So when I want to go for a burrito with you, I can just send you
an emoji of a burrito and I'll know the code.
Yeah, and then we'll pop down to our favourite venue in the main street and grab one.
Well, I can't, man, what a crazy week. I wonder what next week will bring us.
Well, there won't be any major product launches like that. It'll be a lot quieter than that.
We used to be talking about emojis.
I'll be waking up at normal hours again.
Oh, no more nap.
And won't be going delirious. And I haven't had a nap. I can't nap. I don't have time to nap. That's the worst part. So I got up at 4 a.m. and I didn't go to bed till 11 o'clock last night. So I didn't have many hours sleep.
Good thing it's the weekend.
It is the weekend. I can go home now and I can have a rest and catch up on it all. All right, we're going.
See you next time.
Catch ya.